Ramayan, Act 2, Chapter 12. The search begins. Scene 1. Ram gets angry and sends Lakshman to speak to Sugriva. Ram and Lakshman moved to the nearby Mount Prashravana and sought out a large cave close to its summit. They settled in, spending their time talking together and performing sacrifice. But Ram's mind rarely left the thought of Sita. His only consolation was to describe her qualities to Lakshman. He longed for the rainy season to end so that he could search for his beloved wife. Gradually, the rains subsided. The sky cleared, and the resonant cries of cranes filled the air. But although the monsoons were over, however, Sugriva still had not prepared his army to search for Sita. Realizing this, Ram discussed the situation with Lakshman. "It seems the Vanara king has forgotten his debt to us, O noble brother. Why have his messengers not arrived? Why have they not arrived with news of their search? O Lakshman, I fear that the gentle Sita is lost forever. What is she doing now? Surely her mind dwells upon me, just as mine never leaves her. Surely she weeps in agony, even as I weep here myself." Ram's grief was as strong as it had been when Sita was abducted 4 months ago. Ram felt powerless. He was still no closer to finding Sita than the day she was kidnapped. And now Sugriva, upon whom his hopes were resting, was letting him down. Ram sat distracted with sorrow. Lakshman reassured him. "Dear brother, this is not the time to grieve. We must strenuously exert ourselves to find Sita. With you as her protector, no one can hold the princess for long. Compose yourself, my dear brother Ram. Let us do what must be done." Ram sighed and looked all around. On a plateau beneath his cave, a large pond had been formed by the rains. Swans and cranes sported joyfully in the water among clusters of white and red lotus flowers. Ram could hear the croaking of frogs and the cries of peacocks. In the distance, he heard the trumpeting sound of elephants in rut. Large black bees droned around the bright forest flowers, intoxicated with nectar. The sky was deep blue, and the wind, which had been blowing fiercely during the monsoons, had now become a gentle breeze. The sights and sounds of autumn were visible everywhere. Ram became reflective. Where was Sugriva? Had he forgotten his promise? Now that his own problem had been solved, had he forgotten? How could he be so ungrateful? Ram's brow furrowed with anger, and he turned to Lakshman. These past 4 months have seemed like 100 years for me. I have longed for the end of the rains, O Lakshman, so that we may find Sita, as we had agreed with Sugriva. Although I have rendered him a great favor, the evil-minded Monkey King obviously holds me in contempt. Seeing me forlorn and deprived of my kingdom, living helplessly like an ascetic in the forest, that wicked fellow Sugriva entirely disregards me. Ram told Lakshman to go to Kishkinda. He should tell Sugriva that there is no viler being than one who is ungrateful. Had he forgotten the favor Ram had did for him and the promise Sugriva had made in return? Did Sugriva wish again to see Ram's golden bow drawn to its full length? Did Sugriva desire to see Ram angry on the battlefield? Did Sugriva long to hear once again the crash of Ram's bowstring, sounding like the so many claps of thunder? It was indeed strange that Sugriva seemed to have forgotten how his brother Vali had been slain by one single arrow from Ram, although Sugriva himself could never overcome his brother. Ram's eyes were crimson with anger as he spoke. It is clear Sugriva must be lost in sensual pleasures, having regained his kingdom after a long time. Drunk and surrounded by women, he has all but forgotten his pledge to me. Brother, tell him that the path taken by Vali still lies open. Along with all of his kinsmen, Sugriva may proceed along the same path, the path which leads to his own death, if he does not care for his promise to me. He should take heed of this warning. Otherwise, he will soon meet again with his brother Vali in the kingdom of death. Lakshman himself became furious as he listened to Ram. He told Ram that he would go immediately to Kishkinda. He would go with upraised weapons. He would dispatch Sugriva himself to the abode of death. Clearly, that licentious and unvirtuous Sugriva was not fit to rule a kingdom. Angada should be installed as king, and he could organize the search for Sita. Sugriva should be punished without delay. Lakshman stood up and reached for his weapons. Ram, whose anger had already begun to subside, then checked his brother. I think it not fitting that you kill Sugriva. At first, you should try to pursue a gentler path. Go, remind him of our friendship and his promise. Do not use harsh words immediately, O Lakshman. After all, Sugriva is but a monkey. Perhaps you can awaken him to a sense of duty by conciliatory speech. Lakshman bowed in assent to the words of his brother although he could not subdue his anger. He left the cave and began running toward Kishkindha, thinking of what he would say to Sugriva. He could not disobey the order of Ram, but he would not tolerate any resistance from Sugriva. If that lazy monkey did not immediately set about his duty, then Sugriva would be sorry. How dare he be so negligent of his promise to Ram? Who did he think he was? Lakshman bit his lips in fury as he bounded down the mountainside.
Hey, Ram.